Athabasca, Athabascans and Albertans at large have been enjoying the mild winter weather brought on by El Niño, but recent extreme cold advisories issued by Environment Canada have put an end to the vacation from winter. And the Athabasca RCMP is here to remind locals about winter theft prevention with another year of Operation Cold Start. The province-wide program was renewed for yet another year January 1 to January 15, but const. Kyle Hotchkiss of the Athabasca Detachment said this year, Operation Cold Start looked a bit different. In previous years, members have not taken an active role in the initiative. This season we are proactively patrolling neighborhoods at targeted times of the day with the sole purpose of locating and educating members of the public, said Hotchkiss in email. Aimed at educating drivers on the risks of leaving running vehicles unattended in the winter time to reduce vehicle theft primarily in the morning, Hotchkiss said Operation Cold Start warmed up quickly. Hotchkiss said in a January 7 release RCMP officers had already spoken to 5 residents about the risks of leaving a running vehicle unattended as it warms up for a daily commute. The main danger of leaving your vehicle running with the keys in the ignition and unattended is of course the possibility of your vehicle being stolen. In addition to vehicle thefts, thieves have been known to steal garage openers from running vehicles with the hope to return and commit more serious property crimes and thefts, wrote Hotchkiss. In general, leaving any portion of your property unsecured is not advisable and increases your chances of being victimized, he added. In 2022, from October 1 to December 31, Athabasca RCMP reported a total of 22 motor vehicle thefts. Hotchkiss said in an email, that over the 15 days the program was active, RCMP officers spoke with many members of the public and began distributing steering locks to encourage positive practices and provide members of the public with an extra layer of security and theft prevention. Theft, in general, is very much a crime of opportunity. Seldomly do offenders have a plan or targeted vehicle, wrote Hotchkiss. The majority of offenders will roam neighborhoods looking for vehicles left running, or older model vehicles that they believe are more accessible. We do notice an increase in thefts with colder weather as there is much more opportunity, he said. Hotchkiss noted by the end of this year's operation, one vehicle left running unlocked and with the keys in the ignition was stolen, but said, thankfully, we were able to recover that vehicle later in the same day. And the loss of a car, truck, or other personal items aren't the only downsides to theft. Sergeant Trevor Cardinal with the Lac La Biche RCMP detachment said the issue has bigger consequences outside individual loss. It has an impact on the greater community, said Cardinal. Not only do thefts increase the cost of insurance across the province, but stolen vehicles can also be used for further crime, or even put back on the market and sold to unsuspecting Albertans. But with colder temperatures in the region for the foreseeable future, Hotchkiss and the RCMP have some tips to make sure locals can arrive at their destinations in comfort without fear of theft. The most effective way to ensure your vehicle remains safe during warming is to install a remote starter. The use of these devices largely eliminates the chance and opportunity for your vehicle to be stolen, the doors remain locked, and there is no ignition source immediately available, wrote Hotchkiss. For those interested in a less expensive option, the RCMP suggests a more old-school approach. Individuals can also choose to remain with their vehicles as they warm. Starting your vehicle and sitting inside for 10 to 15 minutes while it warms is a safe bet, said Hotchkiss. Of course, anyone with the capability of parking inside a garage or enclosure is encouraged to, which can reduce the chance of theft and keep your vehicle protected from the elements, meaning less snow and ice to remove, as well as shorter warming times. Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.